Kumukahua Theater Downtown has a new offering in its Dark Nights series. Those are performances on nights without regular productions. Coming up, Hawaii's new play festival. Once upon a time, in choppy waters off Waikiki, three hungry theater pirates met while working a swashbuckling dinner cruise.
And basically said, hey, let's throw a festival that we can say what we want to do. Let us make the call.
Yeah.
That's Isaac Ligsay and Jasmine Hoogstjuin Pleas. They're two-thirds of the producers behind the new play festival. I've caught them between acts in a rehearsal at Kumukahua.
Why should you guys be able to make the call? Why? What kind of stuff are you looking for?
We kind of wanted to push the envelope a little bit to say, hey, we got a little more adult content, maybe, and open that up and see how's the community going to react to that.
And also the prices.
Alan Shepard is the third pirate perpetrator.
Theater needs to be accessible to people. So you need to keep the prices low to make it so it's accessible to everyone.
That was very cagey of you. No, seriously, because it's hard to get butts into seats in a theater.
No, you cannot, exactly. It's how can we do that? By giving them something they won't hear anywhere else, they won't see anywhere else, and they're not going to pay an arm and a leg to go do it.
Starting Sunday, the new play festival will stage 9 fresh new plays, some by familiars like HTY's dynamo Alvin Chan. Actors and directors include Michael Donato and Jasmine Fernandez and others from the local theater scene.
There's something genuine in live performance that movies will never be able to compete with.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
You want to see something funny and great and guaranteed have a good time when you go to the theater? That's what we're trying to produce,
yeah.
I think.
I'm not from here, so it was a surprise to me to see how many people are willing to volunteer so much of their time and not get paid.
That's the bane and the boon for Hawaii Theater, which is driven by love, but no one can make a cent at it, save theater for youth actors.
And that's why we are doing the profit share thing. We split equally, and we share it with all the people involved with the festival.
A really idealistic crew here.
The love is there, and if you don't foster it and don't give it a place to grow, then it dies out. And none of us want that.
You've got to exercise your creative energy somehow.
Use it or lose it. It's only $10 for all 9 plays, and tickets are good for the run if you can't see all of them in one night. They're trying to make this easy for us. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.